express your spirits to take joy out of everything, and so that is one of your goals. You may have had the experience growing up where a parent or someone in authority said, "Now you have to do this. Get in there and clean your room. Get in there and clean your room." I said, "Get in there and clean your room. Are you done yet?" And if we had this constant pressure and nagging about the task we had to do, eventually we not only resented the task, we resented the person who was nagging and pressuring and demanding us, and maybe we began to hate cleaning, or we hated our mother or hated our father because when we saw them it meant you have to do this, you have to do this. Well, that's one of the motives in a pressure spirit with God. They don't want us to enjoy God. Do we want eternal life? We'd probably all say, yeah. But the pressure spirit is really saying, I have to get eternal life. I have to get eternal life. You got to get eternal life. Now get in there and do that. I have to do my time. I got to do class. I haven't done any in a month. What's everybody going to think? I got to press in. I haven't pressed in 48 hours. Are they having fun yet? I got to get to work. And I got to get off in 8 hours because I got to do this. And we have all these got to's and have to's. And boy, we're free. We're getting eternal life. And we love God. The pressure spirit does not want us to enjoy this. He doesn't want us to love God. The pressure spirit would like us to resent pressing in or tie-ins or having class or duties at church or God and view God as a taskmaster. But it's not God that's behind us with the whip saying, you have to, you got to, get there, do it. It's evil spirits that are doing that. I was thinking earlier that at the time of the early church, I know Jesus said that I must work the works of him that sent me because the night cometh when no man can work. And I imagine there had to be some zeal and dedication because the early church was there for a while and it was going to go into the wilderness. But the thought about the latter church, yeah, God, I'm sure, I don't know exactly how God feels, but I know he hates evil and wants to get the world cleaned up. But it's not like God has to get the earth cleaned up in 2 weeks. People are going to have eternity. Now, that doesn't mean, oh, good. You know, that song said, are you in a hurry? Take your time. Slow down. Oh, don't worry about that evil spirit. Don't go to discernment. Just relax. That's not what the song was saying. It was saying, sorry, no excuse. It's just saying that we need to check our motive, and if we have pressure spirits, then we have some wrong motives. The motive can't be love. There's some self-serving motive if we're feeling pressure because there's some image of ourself that we need to prove, that we need to portray, or whatever is going on with the pressure spirit. Man-pleasing, fear of what someone else is going to think, worshiping someone else, and what will they think if I'm not there yet. God is the one that we're trying to please, and he has mercy, and he has long-suffering, and he really does just want us to enjoy the process. And we heard a little bit earlier about gardening, and we usually enjoy our own garden, but then we like to go over and look at someone else's garden because they usually grow a little bit different stuff than we grow. They may have a different variety of flowers. We had a little talk about a garden party earlier this week. At any rate, we like to go and look at other people's gardens. And one thing that spirits would like to get us to miss is enjoying each other's gardens. If we're so much in a hurry and task-oriented and all these got-tos and got to do this, and we have our agenda, and this is my plan for the week, and everybody better show up to do it, and just all this pressure and frustration. And the most important part of this process is people, not things on our to-do list, but it's people. And if we're so much in a hurry that we miss enjoying each other, a lot of times we're also focused on, be sensitive when you go out in the world because there's people that need this to sow seeds. Well, there's a whole room full of people that need this, that need ministering to. We're here and we're track three, so we don't need love from each other or kindness. But when you go out in the world, be sensitive because they need it out there. No, we need it in here.